This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Good evening. I'm Juliette Frumhold. I'm your host from now until 11 o'clock. We have all kinds of fun for you tonight. We've got some new music. We've got some old music. We've got your chance to hear some music out at Canal Street Tavern. We'll get to that a little later on. But right now, we've got your chance to hear some music coming through your radio from the WYSO studios live. I'm very happy to introduce a really great local band who has just been working on their first full-length album. We'll talk more about that and how you can get your hands on that and go to see them and all that good stuff. But first, we're going to hear some live music from Stillwater River Band.
You'll spend half your life in worry and stress, a victim of yourself, no time for. Grinding, filling your pockets till your brain turns insane. While them charismatic leaders pointing fingers, plays
vibe along. Mountaintops and starlit nights, no worries or no wrong. The only edge, the sycamore, has stood the test of time. They've been here quite a long while, piercing upwards towards the sky. And down in the valley, the sweet whispered breeze of those who come and those who pass and those that still believe. With a tender warmth of fire, my elders blanket me. They cast their light onto the night and stars so I can see. It's in the Appalachian, my footsteps carry me through hills and hollows of happiness, the simpleness of being. Well, in the Appalachian, the memories never fade. Them seeds won't sow into kindred heart, the past's already laid.
Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. We're going to be back to chat with them here in just a moment, and we're going to hear some more live music as well. Stick around. It's coming up next on Kaleidoscope.
WISO has teamed up with local filmmakers and our Community Voices producers to create a multimedia documentary series called Reinvention Stories. Our team spent the summer in Dayton neighborhoods asking the question, how does a city of inventors reinvent itself? The radio stories will come to the airwaves in January, but you can see a video preview right now on our website, wyso.org.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Fromholden. Just a moment ago, we heard some fantastic live music from the WYSO studios. That was performed by Stillwater River Band, and we've got them here in the studio. Welcome, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Hello. Very happy to have you all here.
Well, glad to be here.
Tell me a little bit about how you guys all got started playing together. It seems like you've, as you told me earlier, have been playing a lot live and taking a little break now, but how did all this get started?
Well, basically, Josh, Dylan, and I, the guitar player, we've been friends for a long time, skated, grew up together, and we kind of got tired of playing metal and punk and figured we'd try something different. We both kind of were into the music a little bit, just from family and stuff, but had no clue what we were doing and just started getting together on cold nights with toasty beverages and acoustic instruments, and it just kind of developed from there. The rest of it was a Craigslist ad. So if anybody out there is looking for musicians, Craigslist is the depot. We've ran through the mix of them.
We dug
all these guys up from Craigslist.
Now you said the two of you started playing punk and metal and all of these things, and now you're playing acoustic music. Tell me, for all of you, kind of what did you grow up listening to, and what did you start off playing, and how did that kind of lead to playing what you're doing now?
One of my very first memories of music was actually George Thorogood, but to go further up the road, Charlie Daniels Band was huge in my family. My father introduced us to it, and we used to circle pit around the front room, just listen to Charlie Daniels Band, and, you know, bluegrass. There was also my grandfather. He sung bluegrass. We all used to get together and play, so that's kind of where I come from.
Yeah, I really didn't listen to too much to bluegrass growing up. I listened to a variety of things from family members and friends, but lately it's been really growing on me, and I got the inspiration to pick up the banjo listening to some family members pick it, so I've just been loving it since then. I started off playing guitar, but I feel like the banjo is more my calling.
My family kind of listened to a lot of old country albums and stuff like that, so I think that definitely, you know, influenced what I liked a little bit, but they weren't too big on the bluegrass spectrum, so I kind of found that on my own. I'm proud to say that. Growing up, though, it was definitely, you know, faster, louder music, and as you get older, you start to season like firewood and turn into something nice, so.
Turn into warm coals.
Cinders.
I pretty much kind of grew up listening to whatever was playing. My folks were into a lot of different stuff. Not really bluegrass, though. I didn't really get into that until I hooked up with these guys. Started letting me listen to stuff, get a sound for it.
So tell me about your writing process, especially starting out, since, you know, by and large, you guys weren't, you know, growing up listening to necessarily the exact style that you're playing, you know, some influences here and there. How did you begin to tackle forming songs and forming your sound as a band?
I think a lot of it, you know, if you listen to it a lot, I think a lot of our stuff is still pretty aggressive. And if you listen to lyrics even a little deeper, it's pretty political and uprooted in our youth and, you know, kind of just more flourished in our later years through acoustic music instead of amplifiers blowing your eardrums out and such. But as far as writing songs, I mean, it's really just kind of a process of looking at what's around you and being able to interpret it yourself and spit it back out. And so I guess that's where a lot of my songs come from, is just aggression towards what's around you on a daily basis. And some are happy, but by and large, they're somber, I'd say.
I personally, I kind of go off of self-experience, and a lot of times Chris and I will get together and we'll jam, and things just grow as, you know, we progress as musicians, and there's a lot of songs that we co-write, so it's kind of a mix of both, I guess.
Do you find that, especially in that kind of jamming, and then when you get together as a group, all four of you, that, you know, from one idea, everybody kind of hops in and it becomes something, you know, a little different than you first expected?
For sure. A lot of times we'll have a pretty much rough sketch, completed idea, I'd say, of what we're looking for, and then it'll morph from there, mostly through playing out more so than just jamming. A lot of times when we're jamming, we're just trying to see how far we can take things and hitting brick walls and bouncing back up and going from there. But I think a lot of the experience with us has come from playing live and just being on the spot and throwing yourselves out there, because it's really the only way to get things done, you know?
Absolutely. How quickly did you guys decide to get out on the stage after you had gotten together and started this project? Did you stay kind of at home jamming for a while, keeping it close to you?
Oh,
or
yeah.
When did you decide to get out in front of an audience?
We were definitely a living room band for quite a while, but it was just a guitar and a mandolin for a long time. So eventually it got to the point where we just said, forget it. And we played a lot of shows as just a mandolin and a guitar, which was big shoes to fill.
Yes, they were. It was rough times, but and mind you, I was playing a 12 string trying to play bluegrass, so that was not very good. All in all, I think show-wise, we just kind of learned that we just have to book it. We have to make it happen. Have to play out and see how people are going to react.
We've got a pretty good response. I think it definitely helped accelerate things, you know?
And what has the response been like? I mean, Dayton is a very kind of eclectic music community. You know, you have everything represented from punk to metal to, you know, more classic rock and roll to more folk and bluegrass influenced music. Were audiences pretty receptive to what you were doing?
Yeah, it's kind of all across the board. I'd say we fit in at a variety of situations, so it's been nice. We've been able to play with a lot of different bands and at a lot of different festivals and events that wouldn't typically mesh with one, you know, one style of music. So I think we definitely do a good job at keeping it broad and bringing in lots of influences from around.
And I know that you have been working on your first full-length album. What was that experience like, kind of taking what has been, you know, kind of a live show for a while, especially during the earlier part of this year, and taking your material into the studio?
It's definitely different. You kind of realize really quickly that what you thought was good might not be, or what you thought was bad could be really great. And it's all about experimenting, and you got to keep your confidence. And through that, you really learn a lot about yourself. And I think it's a great experience, and I'm looking very much forward to recording what we have.
Yeah, it's a little different when you don't have the crowd behind you to give you all that energy. So you have to find that energy within yourself for the recording.
I think we find all the energy from Kevin and the chicken suit.
Yeah. We love the chicken suit.
So are you guys going to are you going live to tape for this, or are you going to record the parts individually?
We usually try to keep it living room style and record it all live. It's just always how we've played. It's how we play live a lot. We don't use amplifiers. And so I'd say one shot, and if you can't get it, then two. But more than two shots, I don't think you should be recording that song. It's worked so far, so that's the formula.
Was it hard to pick what you were going to record for the album? Or are you guys recording maybe more than will actually appear on the finished product?
No, it was pretty set in stone, I think. We've been playing a lot of these songs out, as we were talking about, through, you know, from the spring on, and we've been writing a lot of new material and kind of shifting our focus a little bit more to some of the finer points of the songwriting craft. So I'd say there's definitely a handful of songs already to get out there. I think people that listen to us know them, and people that haven't heard us can appreciate them and look forward to some of the new material that we're working on. Kind of watch the advancement as it grows.
And that's slated for release sometime early in 2013?
Early January, yeah, first of the year. We're not going to put it in stone. Then people have expectations, but it'll be there in January. If February comes around, it's not there, you won't be able to find me.
You will have skipped down.
Just like the groundhog.
For February.
Well, let's take a quick break, and then how about we hear some more live music?
Sounds good.
We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back to hear more live from Stillwater River Band. And when we get back from that, we will tell you how to keep tabs on these guys online and all that good stuff. Talk more about plans for the new year. It's coming up next on Kaleidoscope on Why So.
On the next Fresh Air, a film that begins with terror in the sky.
This is Southjet 227. We're in an uncontrolled dive, and we got a jam stabilized or something.
Denzel Washington plays a heroic pilot who's an alcoholic in the new movie Flight. We'll talk with the director, Robert Zemeckis, whose previous films include Back to the Future, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, and Forrest Gump. Join us
tomorrow afternoon at 3 on 91.3 WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Our guests for the evening are Stillwater River Band. They're going to be releasing a new album in January of 2013. But in the meantime, we're going to hear some more live music from them from right here in the WYSO studios.
After ending this night, being by your side, I took a step into that bending sunlight. to be found. Elves ain't to see a strolling down that windy dirt road when I came upon a mountaintop ever so old. And I was looking for the wisdom you cut out of me. But all I found were some tall, tied old pine trees. Them winds started talking, set my mind at ease, and it whispered the answers I came here to believe. When it said, no worries, you'll see her again, but she's got some unfinished business to attend. And all the while, all the while, you are free. Just keep your sights on what the future might bring. The sight of you made me fall to that dirt, and we sat there holding each other all through the night. But them talking winds turned out to be just right. But them talking winds turned out to be just right. We'll be right back.
was dissolving all my fears. Agents and through years together, we're sway synced with the tide. Pierced in blood like a mother's love, you'll never leave my side. Around the bend lies promise, if your feet can keep the stride. One pulse beats eternally inside.
Stillwater River Band live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. We're going to chat some more with them here in just a second. Stay tuned to Kaleidoscope.
Hello, I'm Vic McCunis, your host for The Book Nook on WISO. Tune in for conversations with authors every week on Fridays at 1:30 and again on Sundays at 11 a.m. That's The Book Nook on WYSO, and listen to our podcasts at wyso.org.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Stillwater River Band are our guests for the evening. Now, you guys are going to have the new album, January of 2013. What does the rest of the year look like? Are you going to try to get out on the road, play a bunch of live gigs in the spring, do festivals in the summer?
Yeah, I'd say about all of that. We're about a 3 to 4 hour radius right now is the goal from Dayton, so we're not getting out there too far. We don't have a van, and I don't want to get out too far and get stuck out at sea. So we're looking for surrounding, you know, states and stuff. And we've got a couple connections outside of the area. So we're definitely looking to do some traveling. Cool. But probably, you know, blast off in Dayton and then try to leave it alone for a little bit.
Do some regional stuff and then come back and do a big homecoming kind of a thing.
For sure.
Excellent, excellent. Do you think that by the end of next year you'll be ready to record another album, or do you want to kind of savor this one for a little bit and do the live thing for a while and get back to recording maybe in another year, or do you want to hop right back in?
You know, the rate we're going, it's hard to say, but we're coming up with material pretty consistently. So I think the main thing is that, you know, from the beginning it's always been ground up, DIY, and that's kind of the way we like to roll. So as long as we keep it that way, I don't think we'll have any issues with putting stuff out in a timely manner. We don't like to become subject to timelines. We all have to work, so, you know.
Is it a hard balance to strike, you know, between the whole, you know, day job, life, you know, regular existence, and then the, you know, making music, getting out on the road, making an album? Does that balance come pretty easily for you guys, or can it be kind of a tough choice sometimes?
It's kind of tough. Wow, I was really loud.
Yeah, you were.
I work really hard. We all work really hard every day. But when the time comes to practice and to write songs, we all dive in head first, and it's 100% until we go home. So I think it comes pretty easily. You just got to fight through being tired a little bit.
Yeah, with the help of coffee, I'd say it comes pretty easily. It's at least for me, it's my escape, and definitely a good stress venter. So I look forward to it, and it makes me happy that these three fine gentlemen take the time out of their day to come by and visit me a couple times a week and try to create something, something organic.
Yeah, it's a bit of a juggling act with work schedule and just dealing with life and families, but just setting aside the time to come together, it's really worth it with all the energy that's given back to you.
And in talking about energy, we kind of mentioned the energy from the crowd when you're out there on the stage. And I want to ask you, you had mentioned, we were talking about different types of live gigs right before you came on and doing festivals. And I know you guys played like the Trolley Stop at Dayton Music Fest. Is there a different kind of energy when you're getting on stage, say, in a more intimate venue like, you know, a Trolley Stop or, you know, a club, as opposed to playing like a bigger festival, perhaps outdoors? Is it a different kind of energy you're harnessing when you get out on stage, or is that experience the same for every gig?
It's definitely not the same for every gig. I'd say we play a lot of bars, a lot of late night stuff, and we're looking to move more into the festival circuit, I'd say. That's the best for me. I feel that's the purest energy. We usually sit around, you know, we've played a couple this past year, and when we weren't on stage, we were at our campsite playing the entire time, sun up, sun down, through several sets of broken strings and multiple pots of coffee, much to our family's dismay. But we don't do much talking when the instruments come out. But definitely festivals is where my heart is, and I think these guys as well.
Yeah.
The bar scene's nice, you know. It's definitely nice.
I feel like there's more liberation when you're outdoors and you're not in the bar. So I like playing outdoors a little bit better myself.
Well, and there's something amazing about rolling out of your tent and just picking up your instrument and making some music in the beginning of the day.
It sounds almost like that's like a musical retreat or something, you know? It sounds like, in addition to getting to play in front of an audience, like, it's so good for fueling creativity, that festival experience, the rolling out of your tent, playing, going up on stage and playing, and then going back and just jamming as a group.
For sure. When we get together after festivals, it's noticeable. Everyone's super stoked and enthused, and we're productive, I'd say.
And with the festivals, you have such a diverse group of people, and just that diversity gives you so much.
But now let's not discredit our bar friends.
Yeah. Well, it still kind of gives you that feeling of it's not work.
Right. Very, very true. But, I, you know, like I said, let's not discredit our bar friends. They've been loyal, and, you know, that's kind of where we started at, and we're gonna keep doing it for sure. I just would like to taper it off, kind of try to find a 50-50 split. It's winter now, so about the only place to play is a bar. We tried a barn, but it didn't have heat, so we're sticking to the bar.
So it's kind of, you know, as the seasons dictate.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, if people want to keep tabs on what you guys are doing, and especially on how to get the album, where can they find you online?
We're in the process of developing a webpage right now. It's just a list of dates that are all outdated. But you can check back. It should be done very soon. And our Facebook as well. Like I said, we're kind of on hiatus at the moment. Just more focus on recording and writing. So give it some time, but closer to the holiday and such, it should be updated and up and running.
Very cool, very cool. And when the album comes out, are you doing just a traditional CD release or digital or all of the above?
All of the above. Yeah, it'll be available off of our website for order or download, as well as you can come see our wonderful smiling faces and purchase it live anywhere we are.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent, excellent. Well, we'll get some links up to your Facebook and your website on our Facebook. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. We'll get that up here in a few moments. But first, I think we're just about ready for one more live one, guys.
Yeah,
sounds good to me.
Great. We'll take a quick break, let these guys get reset, and we will be back for another live tune with Stillwater River Band. This is Kaleidoscope on YSO.
I'll never get out of this world alive.
Well, old Hank was right. We'll never get out of this world alive. But while we're here, let's listen to some of this grand old country music. If you like these old country sounds, then you're with me, brother. You too, sister. Let's dig a little deeper than most other country radio. Join me, Tom Duffy, on the Midnight Ramble every Saturday night, 9 to midnight, on 91.3 WISO.
This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We've been talking with Stillwater River Band. They've got a new album coming out in January of 2013, and they'll be getting back out onto a stage near you. We'll have some details on where you can find them online on our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. But first, let's hear some more live music.
Thank you. look at me, and then she ran away. Oh, then she ran away.
Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. They'll have a new album out in January of 2013. Keep tabs on these guys. You'll want to check them out live, and you will want to get a copy of this album. We'll put links up on all their stuff on our Facebook page. We're facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. And if you missed any part of this interview or you want to check them out again, it'll be available to stream at wyso.org tomorrow. Check them out. Stillwater River Band. Thank you guys so much. Right now, here's some music from the Decemberists. This is from their new one.